It's August 7, a special day in our sporting history. It's the anniversary of the first Australian rules football game. Scotch College played Melbourne Grammar with the goalposts nearly a mile apart. That was in 1858. It took another 20 years to get the regular competition going under the banner of the VFA.
That's what I like about, yeah, that's the thing about football.
1990, Victorian Premier John Cain announced his shock resignation.
I believe the point had been reached where I couldn't contribute any more in those terms.
That opened the door for the state's first female Premier, Joan Kerner.
Melbourne, the transport hub of Australia.
August 7 birthdays, one of Australia's greatest ever batsmen, Greg Chappell, is 71 today. The brother of fellow Test cricketers Ian and Trevor captained Australia and finished with an average of over 53.
What a marvellous way to bring up 100 with the classic cover drive we've seen so often over the years from this great player.
Actor Wayne Knight is 64. He was in Jurassic Park, Basic Instinct and Toy Story, but he'll always be remembered for his role as Newman in Seinfeld.
I was speaking earlier with Kramer and he mentioned something about a private jet to Paris.
X-Files star David Duchovny turns 59.
As part of something greater than us. Greater than any alien force.
Former Australian Iron Man Trevor Hendy turns 51. He became the greatest Iron Man in history when he claimed his sixth title in 1994. Remember him in the Uncle Toby's ads?
I think if you care about yourself and your family, you'd have to believe that organic vertebrates are better for you.
And model and actress Megan Gale is 44. She hosted Project Runway in Australia.
I'm definitely not going to knock back any gigs at this point, so it's very lovely.
Finally, it's the anniversary of the death of Oliver Hardy, one half of the classic comedy team of Laurel and Hardy. He died on this day in 1957, age 65.
We've only got 15 cents. Now when I ask you to have a drink, you refuse.
Remembering Oliver Hardy on August 7.